Getting Around the Doha Round.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Lisa Napoli. Ever since July, the global trade talks known as the Doha Round have been put on ice, but developing countries are doing what they can to get them going again. Today, a group of African ministers visits Washington to talk cotton, or more specifically, cotton subsidies. Marketplace's Scott Tong reports.
The African trade officials meet with their U.S. counterparts today, and then they hit a global cotton conference hosted by a think tank called the International Food and Agricultural Trade Policy Council. Charlotte Hebebrand is CEO.
The key difficulty for the African producers is that prices are much, much lower than they were, for example, in the 90s.
A big reason is U.S. subsidies. $4 billion go to domestic growers every year, and that jacks up production and pulls down prices. Critics say the subsidies hurt the developing world and that they're illegal. The World Trade Organization has ruled the U.S. policy distorts free trade.
The case has shown that U.S. ag policy is vulnerable to these types of WTO challenges.
And more challenges are on the way. So the choice for the U.S. is to come to the bargaining table and phase out subsidies, or keep facing litigation. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
Once upon a time, it was the lunch counter at Schwab's where Hollywood scouted for the undiscovered stars of the future. Now it's the internet. Hollywood talent agency United has formed a division to scour online sites like YouTube for up-and-coming filmmakers and the like. The New York Times says the online scouting division originally will consist of three 26-year-old agents just promoted from assistant. Word came last week that the city of Beverly Hills is considering a plan to turn the famed Rodeo Drive into a pedestrian mall. Now a new report calls for the same fate for New York's 42nd Street, as well as the addition of a light rail corridor. Ashley Milne-Tite has more.
Making 42nd Street more pedestrian-friendly would generate more than $1 billion in economic benefits for New York City and state, according to the group Vision 42. Transportation planner George Hekalis says stores, restaurants and theaters are eager to cash in.
Economic consultants estimated that some 35% increase in retail and restaurant sales would occur.
But Alison De Sereno of NYU's Rudin Center for Transportation Policy and Management says the problem is New York has so many transportation needs.
There's only so much money to spend, and so where this exactly fits in is another piece that really needs to be worked out.
The light rail system would cost from $360 to $500 million. I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
And on Wall Street, the Dow closed up 11 points on Tuesday to 12,127. The Nasdaq closed down 11 points to 2344. And the S&P was flat at 1366. And you are listening to Marketplace. Around the country this morning, after Katrina, the state of Louisiana offered to help people challenge the offers they were getting from their insurance companies. The Associated Press has found that about 75% of the cases the state settled were from white people, while only about 25% were from blacks. Wi-Fi service has been tested on some Washington state ferries for a couple of years for free. Now it's expanding to the entire fleet. It'll cost about $30 a month, $7 a day, or $3 to surf for just 15 minutes. A New York auction house is selling off Dick Clark's rock and roll memorabilia. The New York Times says the auction will include one of Michael Jackson's beaded gloves, a bass guitar Paul McCartney played, and Clark's microphone from American Bandstand. And you're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report. We're produced and distributed by American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com. By Fellows. Millions of businesses worldwide choose Fellow Shredders for their shredding needs. Fellows, for information protection you can depend on. More at Fellows.com. And by LendingTree.com, where you can choose from up to four customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. LendingTree.com.
This is Marketplace. I'm Lisa Napoli. Our series from the Marketplace Sustainability Desk called Frozen Assets continues. Rising temperatures in Alaska are causing major trouble for roads, bridges, and other infrastructure built on ground never expected to thaw. Sam Eaton has more.
Jim Fehrenbacher knows dirt. He maintains 700 miles of Alaska roads. Most of the state hasn't even bothered to pave. That would be an exercise in futility.
Walks of mud. Shouldn't be muddy.
He's digging a hole to see how far the permafrost has melted on this remote stretch of road near the Canadian border.
Yeah, see, we really should be into ice by now.
Fehrenbacher digs 3 feet down. The hole starts filling with water and mud faster than he can scoop it out.
You know, roads were built on this frozen material, and as long as it's frozen, the road holds up fairly well. But now that it's thawing out, who knows?
We hike up the hill to get a better view. What we see is alarming. Slides have exposed huge sections of hillsides. Water seeps from everything. It's as if the entire landscape is liquefying.
I had an area in, 2 years ago where the road opened up and all the permafrost had melted. It'd been there for years and years, and all of a sudden it's gone. And we had a hole that was 35 feet deep, 50 feet wide, and 100 feet long.
Now consider all the roads, bridges, oil pipelines, entire towns and cities that could soon suffer the same fate. The price tag would dwarf Hurricane Katrina. And it's not just Alaska. Scientists say permafrost in the northern reaches of the globe is dangerously close to melting, in some areas within a degree. Wide-scale thawing would be like a climate time bomb. A study in the September issue of Nature says it would release 100 times the amount of CO2 emitted annually from burning fossil fuels. Fehrenbacher logs about 1,000 potholed miles a week driving the long stretches between his road crews. He says he's watched the weather change over the years. The cold snaps are shorter, the storms more violent. But Fehrenbacher says he tries not to think about what all of these changes mean for his state's economic future.
I try and just deal with it day to day. You know, you can try and do some planning, try and guess what's going to happen. I think if I dwell too much over on it, it'd be overwhelming.
I'm Sam Eaton for Marketplace.
Tomorrow, Sam looks at the kind of engineering challenges Alaska's big thaw poses and how some companies are finding profitable solutions. In Los Angeles, I'm Lisa Napoli. Enjoy your day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.